Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 24, 2013. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I trust that you all had a great weekend and had some time to do some joy pampering. I myself had a weekend mixed with fun activities and business productivity. I also made sure that I outlined the goals that I wanted to accomplish for this week. I do that every Sunday evening. And so I want to encourage all of you to do the same. You wouldn't believe how just one minor change in what you do on a Sunday evening, how that one change of looking at what you want your goals to be and what should be happening can really impact the success of your entire week. So try that out. Again, our hot topic for this month of June is shameless self-promotion. And there's no better way to close the month out than today with our featured guest, Sierra Black, principal of Sierra B Public Relations. Sierra will be giving us all a better insight on the power of public relations. And I'm sure many of you who are listening today are very interested in really getting a deeper understanding of what PR is all about. Now, if you missed any of the broadcast this month, just head over to Successful Woman Radio and click on Show Archives to listen to past shows. You'll get another chance to introduce yourself on the show today. Perhaps you have a fan page you'd like to share or provide us with information about your products or services. Well, this is your time to shamelessly self-promote. Also included on our lineup today, we'll be again sharing with you those five powerful questions every businesswoman should be asking herself on a daily basis. Also, if we have time, I'm going to be sharing some information with you on the importance of personal development, because I truly believe that personal development is one of the key factors in becoming what I would consider a successful businesswoman. Also, I want to share our exciting news with you later today about our Atlanta Women About Biz chapter launch. So get ready to hear that. And, of course, again, our hot topic for today, in keeping with our theme, shameless self-promotion, is the power of public relations with our featured guest, Sierra Black. So again, now is the time to click over to another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you who are listening online from the comfort of your desktop or your smart devices, you know what to do, right? Just share the show on your social networks. You can have them to go directly online to listen at blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, or, again, feel free to have them to dial in at 347-637-2589. Well, I want to give a big thank you to all of you who attended the Building Your List Online teleclass on last Wednesday. We had a great response, much positive feedback from the class. You know, one of the things that I pointed out during the class itself is that building your list requires patience, time, and consistency. You know, a lot of business women think that it's a secret to generating a large mailing list from their website. But believe it or not, it's not so much a secret, but it requires you to understand the proper steps and the time to learn how to manage it all. And I think that's very, very important. to get the basics down pat before you invest in other building list services. You yourself really need to understand the process. So stay tuned, because we'll be repeating that teleclass again probably in mid-July. Well, ladies, it's that time that I want to share with you five powerful questions. We call it the one-hour gift. And for those of you who are actually new to the show, the one-hour gift is basically five questions that you should be asking yourself on a daily basis. And these five questions are going to help you to just really have some major breakthroughs. So let's go ahead and get started with question number one. What results would I like to see in my life and business today? Again, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? Well, you know, this question is very important because it really sets the pace and the foundation for everything that you experience in your life. And one of the things that I think is so very, very important is that you have to be willing yourself. You have to be willing to develop your business vision, and you really have to be willing to sit down and take the time to dig deep and ask yourself, what is it that you want to experience out of life and business? If you don't do that, then what you will find is that you're going to continue to keep coming up with different ideas and different answers to this question until you realize you've got to sit down, you've got to take that time for yourself. So keep that in mind. The question number two is, have I reviewed my calendar and my schedule today? Again, I want to remind you that a lot of people think that it is a very simple question, and that it should be common sense for people to check their schedules and their calendars. But do you know what? Women are really often guilty of not doing this, okay? We have this tendency to, you know, depend so much on our multitasking ability that we think we can keep everything in our head. And this is how a lot of things fall through the cracks with us as well. So we have to beware of that. Here's question number three. Are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Again, are my business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Here's why that question is so very, very important, because oftentimes we can pack our calendar and our schedule with so many things that we think are important, and then when the end of the week comes, we realize that really we have not did what we were supposed to do to contribute to our goals, and of course the goals don't get accomplished. So you know how that is, and I want to, again, just encourage you that if you don't really sit down on Sunday evening and really look at what the week should be and how that's going to help you to accomplish your goals, then this is exactly why, again, you have a big question mark on a Friday and you wonder, I was so busy all week long, how is it that I did not, you know, make any money, or how is it that I did not get certain goals accomplished? Well, again, this is exactly why. Let's go ahead and look at question number four. Who do I need to follow up with today? Again, who do I need to follow up with today? This is a very important question because I personally believe that you may not have some administrative tasks that you need to take care of on a particular day, but I believe that every single day, as businesswomen, we should be connecting and calling at least 3 to 5 new people. Now, whether those individuals are connection appointments that we have made from our social networking, or whether it's individuals that we meet at live events, or whether it's we decide to go and look up various types of compatible business industries or businesses that may need our services, we need to be following up and making calls every single day. In addition to that, usually if you're in business, there should be some type of administrative task that you're responsible for following up on. So, again, that question just really helps you to start thinking about the priorities. Last but not least is number five. What results have I seen in my marketing? Oh, this is my favorite question, as I have shared with you ladies several times before. And Probably it's my favorite because marketing is the cornerstone of all successful businesses. Without your marketing, nothing's going to happen. Marketing is the system and the techniques of attracting others to your business. So it's very, very important for you to understand that when you look at this question, you answer this question, you not only need to answer it, but whatever your answer is, if it's not the one you want, you need to be developing a marketing plan. You need to be looking at your marketing strategies and determining how you're going to better market your business, okay? It's 10 minutes after 12, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach. In just a little bit coming up, we will be having a very special featured guest, Ms. Sierra Black, principal of CRB, Public Relations Firm. I'm very excited to have her on the show today. And so, again, this is a good time to get those Successful Woman Radio journals out or your pen and notepad so that you can take some good notes and learn what public relations is all about. At this time, I'd like to go ahead and just share with you ladies some information about something very special coming up here in Atlanta this weekend on Saturday, June 29th. It is the launch of the Atlanta Women About Biz chapter, and I'm very, very excited about that because we have an all-new format, an all-new chapter network right here in Atlanta. So I want to make sure that you ladies get invited personally from me. Again, it's this Saturday, June 29th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the BizLink Center, 3665 Club Drive, Suite 107 in Duluth, 30096. And again, that's this Saturday, June 29th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come on out and meet me and several other savvy business women as I share with you networking strategies for the 21st century, as you learn what Atlanta Women About Biz is all about and some of the wonderful programs that we're going to be doing. And it gives you the opportunity to connect with a lot of people. So I hope that you all can make it. If you'd like to RSVP, because seating is limited, please go to womenaboutbiz.com. Again, that's womenaboutbiz, B-I-Z.com. And click on events, and from events you will see the launch announcement, and then you can RSVP. This is a free event, and so again, you might want to let other business, female business associates know that we are having a very special launch celebration on this Saturday. And we are excited to announce also that we're going to be doing several wonderful things this year with establishing networking chapters in other areas of the U.S. Coming next, we'll be establishing a Washington, D.C., Maryland Women About Biz Network. And then after that, we'll be backing up a little bit and going over to Charlotte, North Carolina. And then we'll be establishing a Women About Biz chapter network in Los Angeles. So I'm very, very excited that all these wonderful things are happening to us. And, you know, this is the year for growth. This is the year for change. And one of the things that I looked at with Women About Biz is how can we make it bigger and better, and how can we have more opportunities for women to promote their companies, for us to really get the understanding of giving referrals to one another and sharing with one another. And so that's what the all-new chapter is about. And so, again, I want to encourage you to mark your calendar for Saturday, June 29th. Also, I'd like for you to mark your calendars for Wednesday, July 10th. We will be hosting the Running Your Business Solo teleclass. Again, that's July 10th. It will be Running Your Business Solo. Now, this was a very, very popular teleseminar. As a matter of fact, we completely filled up our teleseminar line with this because there's so many women who are working solo. And so this is all about how to create your daily operations plan, looking at how you should be thinking about your strategic plan, why ahead of time planning is so important, how to set your milestones, and also the importance of a cash flow evaluation. So this is an information-packed teleclass, and I want to encourage you, before we actually start advertising it this week, to go ahead on womenaboutbiz.com and register. So it will be Wednesday, July 10th, 2013, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And this is Trina Newby, your business success coach and host. Well, it's almost time to hear our featured guest, Sierra Black. Sierra, get ready. I'll be bringing you on in just a minute. And then, of course, I also want to encourage all of you to stay on for the full length of the show, because hopefully we will be talking about the importance of personal development, daily personal development. And I have a few things that I want to share with you today that's on my heart about personal development. You know, as I coach a lot of women and as I talk to women across the nation, I oftentimes really get clues as to why we as a collective woman deal with some of the things that we're dealing with in business, and personal development is one of them. So I'll be talking with you about that in just a little bit. And now what I'd like to do is I would like to go ahead and introduce to you our special topic for today, the power of public relations. And I want to, at this time, just give you a short intro, and then I'll read the bio of our featured guest and bring her on. Well, public relations has always been a mysterious profession to many people, yet PR is an essential component to the success of a thriving and profitable enterprise. You know, many business owners continue to recognize its value because the industry continues to just grow. Admittedly, women are great entrepreneurs and account for a third as business owners, but women in general fail to grow their businesses to their potential, their full potential. So could public relations actually make a difference? Well, our featured guest and expert public relations specialist, Sierra Black, seems to think so. And so I want to go ahead and read you Sierra's bio. La Sierra Black Publicist has over 15 years of experience in the field of mass communication. Communication, she says, is truly an art, and I thrive from being the curator. Sierra's passion has always been speaking on behalf of others. Today, her passion is providing public relations services, persuasively representing not-for-profit organizations and small business owners. As a mother of two, she says, I have to say my biggest advocacy has been for my children. I believe in leading and teaching them skills and qualities required to become a viable contributor within their community. The tenacity of this publicist bestows great confidence in her ability to gain her clients the proper and desired exposure. Sierra, are you there with us today?
I certainly am. Good afternoon, Trina. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much for being on the Successful Woman Radio Show.
Well, of course, thank you for having me, and congratulations on everything that's going on. You guys are really growing.
Thank you so very, very much. Well, as we get started into this, what I consider a hot topic, I want to first start off with two quotes that I happen to see on your website, and then I'm going to let you just kind of share who was it that said those quotes. The first quote says, the head of PR is perhaps one of the most important people in a company, and a good chairman will always have them by their side. The second quote says, if I were down to my last dollar, I'd spend it on PR. So do you recognize these quotes? And if so, you know, share with us who said that.
Yes, I absolutely do recognize the quotes. And many may recognize that second one, if I were down to my last dollar, I'd spend it on PR. That was said no other but by Bill Gates. Mm-hmm. The first one is, Richard Branson. So both of these men, Richard Branson, you know, with Virgin Records and Virgin Mobile.
A multi-billionaire.
Right. These are brilliant men, wealth-building enterprises, and just money moguls. So these two men give that much respect and credit to the industry of PR. And my viewpoint as to why they feel that way is because, for one, Trina, they understand the industry. And that understanding the industry is a leg up among other people, because it is an industry that is not well understood. So they understand the industry, but they understand the craft behind it. You know, because people do not understand the industry, they think it's what they see on TV, to be honest, you know, celebrity publicists, and that works. But there is actually a craft when you consider public relations. And the third thing is they understand the value of it. They recognize the value of PR, and they understand and appreciate the benefits from it. So that's why those guys said that. We are so glad we have these two powerful men back in our profession, because it really adds credibility to what we are trying to accomplish for our clients.
Absolutely. Not to mention the fact that both of these men are on the wealthiest, one of the wealthiest people, or two of the wealthiest people in the world. And certainly Richard Branson has, he's truly a bootstrapper and an entrepreneur, and has created just a massive empire with the Virgin label. And, of course, we all know the wonderful story of Bill Gates. And so I want to just quickly point out something, because I'm always sharing with women that we don't have to think exactly like men think. But in this particular case, I like the fact that this is a good example of the fact that men don't believe that they have to do everything themselves. They realize that public relations and promoting themselves and getting out there, they are identifying that as the most important thing in business. And if you think about it, guess what? It is, because if we don't have any customers and if nobody knows about us, what good is it going to profit us?
Exactly. And it's interesting you say that about men realizing they don't have to do it on, because I have to admit, men tend to be the better clients because they believe in staying in their lane. And I think just as women, we, you know, because we're accustomed to doing so much, we continue that on even through our business enterprise. But men believe in staying in their lane. They focus on what they do best, and they make sure they bring in team players to handle everything else. Now, granted, you have to have a good product, Trina. Let's not overlook that. You have to have a good product.
That's true.
But when you consider these two men, they understood and still understand the importance of capitalizing on the opportunity of exposure. And that's what got them so far ahead. I was just reading about Richard this morning as far as his airlines is concerned. He said he was waiting for an airline. They canceled the flight. He ordered a jet, had everyone who was there to come on board for free, and jokingly he put up Virgin Airlines or something to that effect. And that was just his idea, and he went with it. But the exposure, they understand capitalizing on exposure at any opportunity is what is going to bring them wealth and build an enterprise.
Absolutely.
So hats off to those guys.
Definitely so. And again, as businesswomen, we need to understand that we can be learning from both men and women. Let's go ahead and dig right into you explaining to us what is the function and purpose of public relations and the public relations professional.
Okay. As I mentioned, many are thrown off because they don't understand the industry. I was recently challenged by a journalist. They wanted us to explain PR in three words. And anyone out there who are familiar with PR or associated with the industry, you know, you pretty much laugh at it, because how can you explain PR in three words? But I kept thinking about it, and I came down to these three simple words, Trina. PR is communicating your story. That's what it boils down to. You bring a PR team on, you are wanting them to take what you're doing, the story behind it, and getting it out there to the public. Now, it's important for these people to do it. You bring that team on because these are communication professionals. They're knowledgeable in crafting and positioning your story. To me, everyone has a story, so that's not unusual. But how do you get your story heard? How do you get your story recognized? And that is the skill set behind public relations professionals. They know, they understand the timing. They write according to how, you know, as far as the pitches, and they understand the relevancy. So when you consider the function of PR and why bring the PR team, that is exactly why. The function is to get your story told. We're going to communicate your story, and we're going to do it in such a way that it's heard by the masses.
Now, we've already addressed the fact that, indeed, public relations is very, very important to to a business. And one of the things that I read in the intro as we, you know, set this up for the topic today is the fact that women represent one-third of the world or the nation's business owners here in the U.S. side, and yet many of them fail to understand, you know, why their business is not doing as well or why enough people are not knowing about who they are and what they do. And then the question was, could it be public relations? So let's talk about that. Could you just share some of the things that women are not understanding about public relations and how it really can help their business? What are some of the ways it can help their business?
Right. First, let's just talk about women and business owners. You mentioned as far as learning from men as well as women.
Mm-hmm.
Women, we it's just our makeup to kind of take care of things constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the first thing we need to get out of. Just as men, how they focus on what their craft is, we need to do that as well. Consider what it is that we do best, and let's focus on that. So the other things that have to come into play, you want to find a professional network, a partner, and that doesn't mean you have to partner with your whole company, but someone who can complement and handle your weaknesses. Now, when we talk about PR, a lot of people tend to think they can handle PR on their own, but they can't. If they are focusing on their craft, they do not have the time or energy to really invest in what the timing that PR needs. So PR is something that is going to help expose you. When we think about business owners, we tend not to grow. And there are so many reasons as to why we don't. We really need to, as a group of women, we need to come to understand why, and we really need to fix that just collectively. But as far as PR is concerned, we definitely need to invest in PR because that is what's going to leverage us. That's what's going to get us on the equal playing field as far as not only other businesses, you know, competitors, as far as men and companies as in general. So we really want to use that PR in catapulting us to if not the top, at least in the vicinity, you know, in order to leverage us to that playing field. And that's something that I think as women we do not consider. I think, too, part of it could be tooting your own horn, maybe not having the confidence in what we're doing or thinking we may not be good enough or someone may not be interested. And I have to tell you, none of that is true. Every business is there for a purpose, that is to make money. Everyone starts a business because they believe in what they're doing. They believe in their product. They believe in their service. So with that in mind, allow others to find out what you're doing and allow them to also believe in you. But I think as women, we tend to hold back just for so many various reasons, and it's keeping us back. You know, as far as building a business, it is keeping us back. That's why those statistics are there. But we have to make a change, Trina. We have to make a change.
Definitely. And I think also it's the mindset of women when they're starting their businesses, or for those women who have been business owners for, let's say, 3 to 5 years, oftentimes, because women are solo entrepreneurs, micro business owners, they have a tendency to feel like, well, I'm not ready yet, or public relations is for the big companies, but certainly it's not for me. And of course, the number one all-time excuse for everything that isn't happening right is I can't afford it or I don't have the money.
Budget. Right.
Yeah, the budget is always a big part of that. But what I'm seeing and understanding is that this is an issue. Public relations and not really involving your business with public relations, I think, is a problem. But also, I think it's the mindset overall that as women we have to change that mindset. No matter how small your business is, you've got to be thinking big business in order to start bringing in some big money.
Right.
And I think a lot of women are not doing that.
Right. That's a lot of women are humble, and that's why I said some of us may not think what we're doing is important, or why should someone else be interested? That's humility on our part, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have mm-hmm. that in certain areas. But when it comes to business, you know, that's when you want people to know. That's when you want to have that confidence and a little bit arrogant. But let me tell you what I had to personally overcome. Because my background mm-hmm. Has been in corporate, I had to get out of that mindset of thinking corporate. Because in corporate, mm-hmm. we train a certain way. We are positioned. We are labeled. We are put into a box when we work corporate for so long. So when I mm-hmm. went out on my own, I too had to overcome the same thought process. You know, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? And then as I start recognizing the importance and how other people were benefiting, of course that mm-hmm. gives you more confidence. But, you know, transition. It's not impossible. It's a transition. But the first thing is recognizing where we are falling short so that we can fix it. But humility will keep us behind, you know, mm-hmm. definitely.
Definitely so. Now, for those of us are listening to the show who are more visual, can you give us some ideas of the type of PR projects that you have worked on and like an example or two of public relations strategies or promotions that you can share so that women will get an idea of the difference between the public relations and marketing?
Right. There is a big difference. Marketing is a placement that you pay for. If you want to add in mm-hmm. a paper, you call the newspaper, you call a magazine, and you know they say, okay, it costs this much for this size ad. You pay that. That's marketing advertisement. That's you know a whole different component. What you're doing mm-hmm. with PR is you're wanting your message to get out to the masses, and you want to do it by PR by media platforms. Consider the television, mm-hmm. consider the radio, consider the newspaper, the magazines. You want to be placed in that. But when we allow someone else to talk about us, it gives us more credibility. See, mm-hmm. if you do a commercial mm-hmm. And you pay for it, you know, and it can be a good commercial, but, you know, you're doing it. It isn't until your girlfriend calls you and say, hey, you know what, I went to that spot. It's really good that you're going to go because now someone mm-hmm. else has said something about it as opposed to me just talking about myself. Of course, I think I'm great. You know, of course I think I'm great. Mm-hmm. Of course I think my food is the best food. But when someone else says, you know what, that is a good spot to go to, that's where we go. And that's how I break it down. That person has just provided PR services for that restaurant. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. Allowing others to talk about what you're doing, your service, the benefits of your service, and so forth. That's what PR consists of. As far as what I've been able to do, I have always been a small business advocate. And I will always see. The second market that I really like is the nonprofit market.
Mm-hmm.
I went through grant training writing, and I've always been surrounded by, you know, people who are really trying to make a difference in this world. And I respect that. Mm-hmm. I respect it tremendously. So I want to do what I can to help make sure they are successful in their endeavors, but more importantly, let people know about their programs that they're offering that is going to benefit their community. So when mm-hmm. we talk about, for example, I'm working on a huge campaign right now, Arrive Alive, Don't Text and Drive. This was started by a woman who lost a son in mm-hmm. a car crash. The young lady was texting while driving, and they got into an accident, the car crashed, and she lost her son. From that, mm-hmm. she decided to be a spokesperson as to how we need to bring more attention and eliminate this problem, because many of you already know car crashes is the number one cause of death for teens. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, she has a cause. She started because of the death of her son. She has an issue that needs addressing. It's a worldwide issue. So we're taking her message. She's been in this for 7 years. We're taking her message and bringing light to it, not only for the city of Atlanta, but nationally. So
mm-hmm.
she's gone across
mm-hmm.
the bridge. You know, she goes and she speaks about these issues. This upcoming project, we're wanting to make sure that Atlanta is on the books as far as making laws. You know, she's very, very passionate about what she do. So we set up, as far as the PR is concerned, we set up TV interviews. We set up radio interviews. We set up the press to come out to the event, you know, AJC.
Uh-huh.
We set up any articles we can get secured for her. All that is PR on behalf of what she is trying to accomplish.
Wow, and that's a really good example of communicating her story, too.
Right, exactly. And it's so powerful. But she's not out there doing it on her own. We have producers doing it. We have editors doing it. We have journalists doing it. And all of that brings value to what she's doing as well as makes her credible as to what she's doing. When we see something on the news, we tend to believe it. You know, when you see something on the news, wow, that's what's going on. We see events occurring all the time on the news. We may have posted it on Eventbrite or elsewhere, but when we see it on the news, it brings value to what they're doing, and you want to be involved. That's what PR can do for a company. That is the
Exactly, and I want to quickly point out also that a lot of the times when we're watching and we hear a news story or we hear about someone else's business or what have you, sometimes, television can make it all look so simple and easy that it's being announced and talked about, but we may not understand how much work
absolutely
went in getting that story to the front of the line.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of work in public relations, and I truly value what you're talking about as far as the fact that if you're trying to pay attention and do what you do best in your business, whether it's servicing the customer or whatever, it's almost impossible to, be on the phone and
investing that time
and trying to get someone to pick up your story, or we don't know who you know. The public relations specialist has a built list of connections and contacts and resources that we don't have. And trying
to research
and figure all of that out is crazy. So
it's about relationships. It's about relationships.
What you're saying.
Right. It's about relationships. It's about partnerships. You are competing against all the other stories out there. Can you imagine how many people would like to be on the news? So if your PR person, strategize, how can we make this newsworthy? Because I tell people, my job isn't to make you famous. My job isn't get you in the news. My job is to make you newsworthy. Journalists love finding newsworthy items, whether it's human interest, whether it's political. They need the news in order to keep, that network going. So how do I position you to make you newsworthy? And you're right, it's about relationships, it's about partnerships, and it is a lot of time. PR is a 24/7 job. It is. So you really have to enjoy what you're doing, because 9 to 5, when it's 5 o'clock, I'm not off the clock. That's just when the second half of my shift begins. During the day, I'm talking to people that I need to talk to from 9 to 5, and then in the evening, I'm pitching, I'm writing, I'm sending emails. It's a lot of work that goes into it, and there's no way a person can do two jobs successfully, hone their craft, and conduct their own PR. But that is just an example of the PR service, what it can do for you, the outcome of it, the benefits of it, and exactly what it means. When I held that event, Trina, the whole purpose is because I wanted these small business owners to actually see PR. I wanted them to see a radio. We had a radio station there. I wanted them to see that in action. That's a medium platform they could get on. We had the newspaper, one of the Atlanta newspapers there, the Atlanta Voice. We wanted them to know that you could get in the newspaper. We had the city of College Park camera crew there. We had photography. All those media outlets, media platforms that will push your story to the forefront.
And again, I hope those of you who are listening are realizing just how important public relations is to your business, because you hear a lot of buzzwords and phrases, selective words that are chosen, such as branding in the business world, but a lot of people don't know that a part of your branding strategy is public relations. It's all a part of the branding. And I think when you talk about summing up public relations in three words, communicating your story, that is just absolutely wonderful to bring that up again, because many of you who are listening to the show today, if you ask yourself the question, what is my story, does it come quickly to your mind, or does it need to be developed? And see, that's how the public relations specialist can help you to develop what your story is. Sierre, when considering public relations, what do you think is the most important aspect of it that we should be considering when we're looking at getting someone to help us with that?
Right, that's a good question. I'm not sure how other professionals will respond, but this is my response. I think the most important aspect one should consider is strategy. Because just as you mentioned, as you tell a story, when I listen to my clients, they're pretty much just talking, just casually. You know, they're not thinking, this is my story. I start interviewing them and asking them questions, how do you get started? You know, it's a process you go through. And as I'm listening to them, I am developing this story in my mind. By the time they finish, you know, and we come back to it, I provide them with the story. They're like, wow, that is true. But that just goes to show the way they're thinking, they don't necessarily consider it a story. They just know what they do and why they do it and who they're helping.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they should do. But that's where the PR specialist comes in. She comes in, you hear the story, and then you strategize. How can we make this newsworthy? How can we bring this to the masses? How can we make this more interesting? Because it is a process you go through. Initially, your story may not be newsworthy, but what can we do to get you noticed?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a product. Everyone, when I go back to grant writing all the time. I remember when I was in grant writing training, and one of the things we learned is that every nonprofit is not grant ready, meaning there is some things you need to have accomplished prior to writing your grant. Because when people award grants and they award monies, it's an investment for them. They're not giving the money away. They want to see that your program and your nonprofit is, first of all, stable, and it does serve the community. So when we consider PR in your business, we have to make sure your business, your products, your service, everything is PR ready. We don't just throw someone out there who's not ready. And if you're not ready as a PR professional, we let you know that. We don't allow you to jump the gun.
Exactly.
Because it can interfere with your brand. My job is to protect your brand. What was that, Trina?
I would say, so in other words, you're going to let a person know that, hey, I went to your website and it's not ready. Or,
exactly.
you know, I'm looking at your logo and you need some work done on it, you know. Or maybe we need to talk about your slogan because it doesn't necessarily describe what your business does, those kinds of things.
Right. But, you know, it's a matter of this is where the interpersonal skills come to play, because these people that have been doing these things for years, they take pride in what they've done, what they've accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't tear them down. But you work with what they have, and then we make suggestions. You may want to consider revisiting this. You may want to redo that. So you have to be very delicate when business is a person's baby. I know mine's it. You know, and there's value in every business. But I have to keep reminding them, my job is to protect you, your brand, and to get you recognized. And if we do these things over here to the right, these things can get you recognized. And you don't have to do them all at once. Let's say the first thing we may budget for is a nice logo. And then we work a little while, and then the next thing we do, it may be your website. Whatever your budget is, we try to stay within that budget. But, yes, it is my job to be perfectly honest as to how can we get you noticed. Because, see, my success is incumbent upon your success. So why would I want you to succeed? You know, I treat it, when you bring a PR specialist, when you bring me on, I'm on your team. You know, I'm your employee. My job is to make sure you look good. I cannot stress that enough. My job is to make sure your brand is polished, you look good, your service is right, and people are interested in it.
Exactly.
And before we can get it out to the masses, we have to make sure we do all of our house cleaning first.
Okay. So now you mentioned Building Bridges event, and for those of you that may not be familiar with it, Sierre has created a small business event to help those who are micro entrepreneurs to better understand PR. Could you talk a little bit about Building Bridges?
Yes, Building Bridges is a company initiative. It is my initiative as a result of having been approached by so many business owners. Because, you know, I am a small business advocate and I service that market, I came to realize and find out that many small business owners, they did not understand the industry, nor did they understand the benefits. And it was a common thread throughout the market. And not only that, that was one threat. The second threat was that they didn't have the budget. They just didn't have the budget to do a full-blown PR campaign into, you know, what they wanted. So because of those two things, I decided to go back to the drawing board and see what is it. Let me give these people what they really need. My mom always said, you give a person what they need, not what you want them to have. You know, as far as buying gifts, what does that person need? So what is it my small business owners need? They need understanding. They need exposure into the PR industry. And they need to revisit their foundation as to why they do not have that budget yet. If you're starting out new, that's one thing. If you've been in business for 5 and 6 years, you should have some form of budget. If you don't, then there's a crack in your foundation. Let me connect you with an accountant. Let me connect you with, an attorney. Are your contracts good? You know, what is going on? So I bring, as far as building bridges, there are two objectives: to make that connection to those that are key in building a company. So, for example, a candle maker, you know, that's networking. And I wouldn't bring that before you because that doesn't directly affect your bottom line. But I'm going to bring you people who will affect your bottom line. And then the second thing that we do is we provide workshops and seminars, basic ones, intro to PR. What is public relations? What is branding? Are you using social media to the fullest extent? People think just because they're on social media that they're using it correctly. Not when it comes to building a business. There are certain strategies that you must implement. So that's what we're in the development of a training platform just to get the, and it's only for small business owners. We don't let anyone in. You have to be a business owner, and you have to have been in business for, you know, a year or so, you know, and you're ready. Okay. You need this information just to move forward because we understand everyone is not PR ready and everyone doesn't have the budget, but that's okay. You still need to implement some strategies to keep you going until you can get to that place. And that's what Building Bridges is all about, making that connection.
Wonderful.
And giving you the exposure and the tools that you need to implement simple strategies, as far as the public relations is concerned.
Well, I know that our listeners probably now have a better understanding of what public relations is all about. And I know that there are a lot of people probably that are going to want to talk with you to learn more about who you are and what you do. So what I'd like for you to do is go ahead and share your website and your contact information so that people can connect with you.
Certainly. Thank you, Trina. I can be found on all social media platforms at Sierra PR. My website is www.sierra.com. And please do reach out to me on Twitter at CRPR. The plan is to run promotions, and we're going to use the Twitter medium. We're going to use that platform as far as announcing promotions to our seminars, as far as consultations are concerned. I think you and I spoke recently, and we said, if nothing else, I think every business should consider a PR consultation. But before you invest in it, you have to make sure you understand what do you get out of it. For example, when I have a consultation with a person, I make sure I provide them with a plan of action afterwards, just so that they know I give them ideas as to what they can do. So that's, you know, we're going to put all that promotional items, we're going to use Twitter for that. I can be found on Facebook. My Facebook page is Sierra PR as well, Pinterest as well as Instagram. So strictly Sierra PR, you can find me anywhere.
And I hope that you guys realize that she doesn't have different handles or different social networks. Everything is straight and simple to the point, Sierra PR. So that's all you need to know. So if you go to Facebook.com/Sierra PR or Twitter.com/Sierra PR, Pinterest or any of the others, Sierra PR is what she's using. So she's creating a strong platform by utilizing the same thing. And also that really helps with search engine optimization as well. Well, Sierra, I know that you're going to be back on the show and Women About Biz is establishing a great relationship with you. Please, you know, keep us in mind and let us know about all of the wonderful things going on over at SierraPR.com. And thank you so much for blessing us on the show today, for giving us an understanding of what public relations is all about. And I can't thank you enough for the fact that you did sum it up in three words of what it is, communicating your story. I like that. I like that a lot. So thank you
Which
so mean, much
like
for being on the show.
Which I like what you're doing, too. You're welcome. I want to make sure we have special promos for your people, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. You take care, Trina. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. And that was Sierra Black, principal of Sierra B Public Relations Firm here in Atlanta, Georgia. And she just shared with us just some wonderful information on really what public relations is all about. You know, we had some people to tune in a little bit late, so, but don't worry about it. This show broadcast is being pre-recorded. So, again, you'll be able to listen to the show at SuccessfulWomanRadio.com a little bit later today. Again, I want to thank Sierra Black for gracing us with her presence and sharing with us information on public relations. And again, I want to make sure that you take a look at her website, which is definitely a very attractive website at sierrapr.com. SierraPR.com, and then, of course, you can reach her at her office, 770-558-7582. And, you know, like she talked about is that when you're not sure what public relations is and when you're trying to come up with your marketing strategy, you can't really leave public relations outside of it. It's best to have at least an initial consultation with a public relations specialist so that you can get a grip and a better understanding on what you need to be doing for your business. Well, I'm excited that all this month we've been talking about shamelessly promoting yourself, and I think we have time for just two people to press star one on their telephone. Two people, press star one on your phone if you want to shamelessly promote yourself and let us know who you are, the city you're calling from, and your business. What are the benefits of us utilizing your business? So while we are letting you get yourself ready to press that button, star one, I'm going to quickly talk about a couple of things involving personal development. And I have a question for you, and that is, do you spend at least 30 minutes to 1 hour daily working on your personal development? You know, how about 3 to 4 hours weekly? Here's the thing. If you're not, you could be experiencing hang-ups in implementing your goals and tasks or have a lack of focus in completing your project. As a matter of fact, this is one of the ways to detect that you need to start working on building your personal skills. Now, you know, we've heard a lot of people talk about, you know, we hear the term self-help, we hear the term personal development. I personally prefer personal development. But I want to share with you exactly what is it. Well, it's a system of identifying skill sets in your life that need to be enhanced or completely developed. And if you are running your business, one of the first questions that you really need to ask yourself as a CEO of your company is, what is it that is required of you to be a good leader? What are the skills that are required of you to be a good leader? And a lot of the times as women, again, we're so multitasking, we just move on every day, living life on surface, and sometimes we don't dig deep enough to really understand what it is that we need to be doing to develop our skills, to enhance what we already know. But I believe that personal development is yet another key to being a successful businesswoman. For example, if I'm running a business and it requires me to be an ambassador and going out and speaking on behalf of my business, but my speaking skills are not where they need to be, then personally I need to quickly figure out how I'm going to develop those speaking skills. If I feel that as a businesswoman I am not closing the sales, my sales closing ratio is under 50%, and I might talk to 100 people and only be able to actually, you know, close three to 10% of those people, well, that can be impacting my bottom line. So I need to develop my sales closing skills. So personal development is not just about time management and goal setting, although those two things are very, very important, but it's about a lot of things. And so I've come up with kind of like a list of some of the things that you might want to think about personal development. For example, it's about communicating. It's about understanding and knowing how to communicate properly with your customers. It is about knowing how to develop your vision, because that is the skill to know how to get what's in your head out plainly on paper and into an implementation stage. It is about moving past fear. I believe that moving past fear is an actual skill that has to be developed. It's about speaking. It's about networking, focusing, follow-up, organizing. And, yes, it is about time management and goal setting, which are two very important pieces of it. But it is the combination of all of these things that will help to make you totally a savvy businesswoman, a woman in the know, and a woman that's more confident of herself. You know, I had mentioned to you that I have, you know, I'm coaching women from across the nation, and often I will see something that's a common denominator amongst us all as a woman, and I will want to bring it up to you to let you know something that we need to deal with, and that is personal development. We need to make sure that we are investing in ourselves to be the very best that we can be. And here's why I'm bringing it up today, because so many women have what I call not low self-esteem, but low business esteem. You know, they are not wanting to get themselves out there in front and be the ambassador. And I'm hearing comments such as, you know, I don't really want to sell. I don't really have to go selling, do I? Or I hear comments such as, I don't really want to speak in front of those people. Do you think I could go and have somebody to speak for me? And what I'm seeing is that they're wanting to have the business, but all of the things required as a CEO, they're not necessarily wanting to do. Ladies, we've got to step up to the plate, and we have to become the CEO of our companies. No matter how small your company is, you need to be thinking like a CEO. And a CEO has no problem with getting up and going in front. And as Sierra talked about, communicating their story and being the ambassador for the company, which is so very, very important. So I want you to think on the original question I asked you about personal development. Do you spend at least 30 minutes to 1 hour daily working on the skills required to be a good business leader? Because if you're not, I want to challenge you to go ahead and start setting that goal, which is very, very important, okay? And, of course, for any of you who are listening to the show, always know that if you have not had one of our energizing discovery coaching sessions called Power Talk, that you can always schedule a free Power Talk with me by simply going to womenaboutbiz.com and then clicking on Coaching Center in the top red menu bar. And when you get on that page, look over to the right column and just click Schedule Power Talk, okay? For those of you that just want to type it out in your internet bar, you can go to www.tinyurl.com/Power Talk 1. Again, tinyurl.com/Power Talk 1. And that will bring up the form for you so that you can get your Power Talk session. Well, it's certainly been an information-packed day. And right after this short musical interlude, I'll be coming back to you to give you your dose of inspiration for the week. Want to first of all just thank all of the listeners of Successful Woman Radio for listening to this month's theme and being tuning in and being on the show all Mondays of the month for shameless self-promotion. You know, if you're a businesswoman, there's one thing you must do for sure, and that is shamelessly promote yourself and your business. You must be willing to share resources, create new opportunities for others, And also, most importantly, bless the lives of others with your talent, and it will come back to you tenfold. I'd like to repeat the affirmation that we had last week because it goes far and wide in shamelessly self-promoting yourself. Affirmation number one says, I will use all of my talents, potential, and know-how to shamelessly promote myself and my business. Affirmation number two says, I will develop new and strong relationships with like-minded individuals that can uplift, encourage, motivate, and support my dreams and goals. You can find both of these affirmations on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com websites right under the title notes. So make sure that you visit SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Ladies, I have enjoyed being with you today, and I pray that the information shared has motivated and inspired you to move forward with your dreams and goals. Tune in next Monday, July 1st at 12 noon as we introduce our new theme, get this, Creating a Wealthy Mindset. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, saying success is yours for the taking. Have a productive and powerful week, ladies. Bye-bye.